Anybody have anything interesting there between dings and before wind gets here? Welcome to the next caller. Would you like to announce yourself?
Hi.
Hello.
Prudy.
Hi, Prudy. Thank you for coming by. And who else?
Hi, Prudy. This is Anna.
Hi, Anna. Is this Anna from Kentworth? Or is this the other Anna?
Washington.
Washington.
Yeah.
And who else came in?
Roger and Austin.
Hi, Roger. This is May in California. Thank you for being here.
Hi, thank you.
You want some positive news? Now is probably one of the best times of the year to buy most any cryptocurrency. Bitcoin will be $100,000 by December.
Oh,
as a matter of fact, people are going to be throwing $100,000 Bitcoin parties by December.
Mm. Will you be part of that?
Could be.
I want you to go see Kimberly in person. She works better in person because then you can afford it, right?
Well, yeah, I'd like other people to tell Kimberly, about cryptocurrencies. I mean, I'm actually getting Wynn into them right now, so hopefully by December, Wynn will have something in there, a significant amount, and he'll start telling other people about it, too.
Okay.
Got to him, huh?
Well, yeah. I mean, when I actually did help him set up his wallet, he said, "You should have told me about this a long time ago." Well, Wynn, hello, I tried.
He did,
to
yes.
Hello.
Exactly.
Wynn, you there?
Didn't want to hear it.
But now that I actually helped him set up, he's really glad that I did, actually.
Thank you, John.
Is this John?
Yes, I want to welcome everybody else that came in. Would you like to announce yourself? You don't have to.
Don
from Ohio.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, welcome. Hi, who else?
Susan in Virginia.
Hi, Susan. Thank you for being here. Anyone else like to announce themselves?
Helen in Virginia.
No. That's okay, Mr. No. We appreciate you being here and bringing in your partner if she's around. I mean, think of how horrible everything would be if you didn't show up or if you weren't here.
It might go better.
I don't think so.
It wouldn't be that
I
bad.
Win. Yay, win.
Hey. Now, where's Terry?
I'm here.
Oh, thank
Hi.
You. Think how bad it would be if Terry didn't show up.
Oh no, we without Terry.
Now where is Prudence?
Prudence is finally here.
Did you get everything you needed, Prudence?
I did, and I got in, so we're good. I'm on.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you, Prudy. You taking over?
Sure, if you'd like me to.
No.
Well, I don't have a console, so I can't mute anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you're the one we usually have to mute.
I understand.
You've gotten much better, though.
Well, thank you. I am always trying.
Okay.
And sometimes I actually succeed.
Succeed at what?
Whatever I'm trying to do.
Oh, you're better than most of us.
I think everybody that comes here is trying. Otherwise, they would not be here. At least they got here, so that shows something.
You know, the amazing thing is that if you keep sticking it out, eventually you're going to get grace.
I hope that's a good thing.
You're not sure?
Well, I haven't met Grace personally, and it could be a he or a she, but you never know till you meet them.
Well, I don't know if you've figured this out, but with these high sources, I don't think you actually meet them. I think you blend with them.
Oh, okay.
At the higher levels, everything is one,
mm-hmm.
or approaches it, right?
Correct. All levels.
So Well, not all levels, no. I mean, well,
all is one. I mean, how can it not be?
Yeah. You could say that. That's, but in the lower levels, like this one, I mean, you could say intellectually that everything is one. But it doesn't exactly play out that way experientially. Unless you start to do spiritual work and access the higher dimensions while you're in this realm, okay? And even then, it's very hard to hold into that space 24/7, okay?
What happened to the concept of we are all God's children? Isn't that like everybody's one?
Well,
I'm playing devil's advocate. It's okay. You can mute me. All right.
Why don't you be angel's advocate? Huh? Well, you know, if you are trying, you know what? You can say things that are true. They are true, ultimately. But if you can't bring the other person to the truth of what you're saying, it's ineffective. In other words, it would be like a Christian coming up and saying, making someone to try to believe in Jesus, okay, so to speak.
I agree with that. Should we be recording this?
No.
Okay.
I'll get self-conscious.
All right. We can lie to you, and Prudy can put the recorder on, and I'll just tell you we're not recording. How's that?
It won't work. I'll hear it say we're recording.
I tried.
All right.
I tried.
Here we go.
This conference is being recorded.
This is February 7th, 2018, Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And our Wednesday question and answer call. And who's just texting me? I don't know. All right, what are we talking about? We were just having a conversation, and May wanted me to start the recorder, so I did it. But it's distinguishing between something which is true and something which is manifest. You understand the difference, May?
Something that is true and something that is manifest. Well, just because you know it doesn't mean that you can manifest it.
Well, it would be like saying, we're all one. Everybody's one. And then somebody comes along and you say, yeah, we're all one. Mm-hmm. And they look at you and they say, I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
And you look at them and say, tell your mother, come on. Tell me, no, we're all one.
No.
You see, what I mean to say is you have to manifest that. And in this environment, in 3D, you can know it inwardly. You can look around you and you can see yourself and everybody, okay? And you can have compassion for everybody. But it's not so easy to manifest that. So just because you're seeing it, okay, I have lots of compassion for you, May, and I'm one with you, okay? Now do it my way.
I was just pulling on your little devil horns. I apologize.
No. It's beautiful.
And keep explaining it. It's fine.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
It's like,
how about,
you know,
all is one and other is reflection of self.
That's fine. But, you know, one of the tricks that I have learned, and trick is not the right word, but I just do it automatically, is oftentimes I go to the exact level that the other person is on. And then I reach them on that level, and then I pull back. And then suddenly we're experiencing oneness. But I had to reach them on the level they're on before they knew that I understood them or connected with them. You follow that?
Yes. Yes.
So, and sometimes when you follow, we're all one like a ideology, you look at someone and say, why do you look like that? And then it comes across like a judgment for where they're at. Okay? Don't you know we're all one? And you have to manifest the oneness by moving. And this doesn't always work. Hang on, let me mute. Okay, that's me muting the chimes. So, I mean, this is like an important idea, right?
Like, I wanted the recorder on so people can hear this important concept.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, did you understand it, though?
No. As you keep explaining it, and I keep listening, it, especially on the recording, which I can play back,
mm-hmm.
it gets more and more rooted into my system.
Mm-hmm. Did someone else not understand it? Did I hear a no?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Who is that?
Oh, this is Brenda.
Brenda. Okay. Let me try to give an example, okay? It's like something you notice me do on these calls even, okay? And I don't do it with everybody, but I suddenly talk to somebody, and it may sound like I'm insulting them, okay, as opposed to being nice to them. It may sound like an insult, but I'm kind of matching their energy in the moment, and then they shift, okay? Oftentimes they shift. I can't control that, but
you're aligning with their energy.
Yeah, I'm aligning with their energy instead of coming down from some high place. All right? That's another way that people try to do this. They say, oh, you wonderful children of love and light, we are here today in the presence of Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And that works. You can feel the energy come in when I did that. But for some people, they say, I'm not feeling anything. And then I'll say, Terry, tell a joke. And then Terry tells a joke. Everyone loosens up. And the next thing is, you're feeling it. It's hard to put it exactly into words. But, you know, the knowledge that we're all one is true at a higher level of dimension. It is not true in the physical world. Because if it was true in this world, I would be in your body and you would be in my body, okay?
Mm-hmm. We'd all be.
We have separate bodies, okay? We have separate bank accounts. We have separate needs. It's part of physicalness. We're separate. But on the higher levels, and we all exist multidimensionally, on the higher levels, our energies combine. And it's like a pyramid going up, you know? And so, as we learn to access the higher dimensions, we then catalyze other people to access the higher dimensions. And we walk around feeling connected to people. And sometimes you just say one little word, and it makes a connection. And I do that all the time. I try to. And sometimes I'm successful. But, you know, there's an interesting thing. In the Tarot cards, the Fool is sometimes considered the strongest card. And you know why? Anybody know why?
It's not that easy to be a fool.
Good try.
The opposite is opposite.
Why? Because it's good to be empowered, to be vulnerable.
The Fool doesn't threaten anybody. Okay?
Right.
It's like the court jester. Doesn't threaten anybody. So the Fool can impart kind of oneness energy without, you know, just being a small guy, so to speak, you know? Sometimes somebody who is recognized can't do it or has a harder time doing it because everyone has expectation. And it's one of the reasons when I come on the calls, I do things like, you want to identify yourself? No. I love you when, oh, be quiet. It's because I do appreciate the energy that all of you send to me. I can feel it. But I don't want to be trapped in being recognized. That's a trap, because then I now am trying to fulfill your expectations, right? And I have learned as soon as I try to fulfill your expectations, I don't do a good job. Okay? I'll be polite. I hope they like me today. I'm more detached.
When?
Yeah.
I was wondering, are you saying that as you go higher in the dimensions, it's more telepathic than in the physical, lower dimensions?
Absolutely.
Okay, got it. So there's a oneness, there's no trying to figure anything out, because the higher you're in the dimension, it's
you're in the moment, right.
There, so it's all telepathic, more so than trying to explain anything in a voice type.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got to go to bed with all you guys every night. And it's kind of true. And it's like the group has been working, each of you has been working on yourself. And so it's easier when the call's over to be back to myself. Terry had this issue. I mean, she starts processing people. You know, one of the things that is really hard about this particular job, and I don't know if I should call it a job, but in this particular role, is that it's really hard to see people struggle who you care about. And you think you can fix everybody, but you can't. I can't fix anybody. I'm having trouble fixing myself. And Terry. But it's kind of like the more that I stand in my own center, the more you fix yourself. Okay? The energy just comes in. But, you know, there's times on these calls where I went to great lengths to fix somebody. And I thought I was doing that. People get into such dire need that you know they're suffering.
Yeah.
And I thought I could eliminate their suffering. And you know what happened? I ended up suffering, okay? I can't eliminate somebody's suffering when I'm suffering with them. I got to stay in my own center. So let's go for our questions tonight. Unless anybody want to say anything about this particular topic?
you were saying that you can't, what you're doing is you're messing your own energy up because you're trying to fix their energy. And you can't fix something that's completely adhering or joining into your energy. So you do the best you can by staying with your energy, hoping that somehow theirs will connect with you.
Well, you know what? It's slightly tricky, okay? It's like if you try to follow that as a rule of thumb, it may not get you to where you want to go. Because I said earlier that becoming one, I can't help feel somebody. I can't help it. Neither can Terry, okay? It's like learning how to allow yourself to feel and not get suckered in or allow you, you know, to into the drama of suffering, you know? And so, I mean, I go right into it with somebody, and usually the energy gets better. But, you know, I pick up stuff from other people. You can't help it. You know, if I blocked myself from picking things up, I would become more ineffective, okay? It's like when you guys feel felt, or when people feel felt, they open up. Okay, if I didn't allow myself to feel you, I would be talking down to you, okay, or I'd be coming from some lofty position. But you know what? You guys feel me too, okay? When I have bad days, I know people feel it, you know. So you can't help it. But when we keep coming on these calls and keeping supportive, we are generating a foundation of love and care. And it builds and it makes us all stronger. Okay? So, you see, you can't... It's hard to put it into words. Because whatever you put into words, the opposite is true as well. That's the duality in this realm. Terry?
Yeah?
Terry sometimes has some really... insightful things to say, so I'd like to give her the chance if she does.
I just came back to this side. Let's see.
Oh, you were right, getting ready to channel, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's. I'm sorry. Let's go for it. We do an invocation. An invocation is just words to your conscious self so that we can create the vision of expansion, okay? Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Each person here. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. Right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us, we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes. This is for we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We come to you directly, not through the telephone or the computer. Are available to bring assistance where we can when it is for the highest good. We are taking a moment to reorient to life at Earth's plane. We need to make ourselves more confined and smaller in order to be able to focus in small spaces. Do you have questions?
First question is from Terry LaBarber in Dallas. Terry, I'm going to just share something about this myself before I turn it over to our sources. I'm talking to Terry LaBarber, actually. What are some of the amazing service to other things we can do? Please tell us some awesome potentials most of us haven't even considered of ourselves. Maybe because we think certain abilities only apply to others. Thank you. Now, I wanted to say that when you think of being of service, and then you think of having abilities, then that doesn't necessarily go together. You know, there's opportunities for everyone at every level to be of service. And what I find is to look for spontaneous things in my environment. And I was just thinking, I think it was yesterday. Yesterday, Terry and I were in Whole Foods, and there was a thin guy there who was hanging around, and he was holding himself together in a kind of noble way. But I knew he was homeless. I could just tell. And he looked really thin and emaciated. But he was still smiling at everybody. And I was getting Terry a drink from the juice bar. And I looked at the lady at the juice bar, and I looked at the guy. Now, you can't do this with every homeless person or every poor person, but for some reason, I did it. I said, could you make that guy a carrot juice on me? All right? And then she did. And I realized when I said that, not only was I, you know, helping him with a little extra nutrition, but I was setting an example for everyone else that was in earshot that heard me do that, particularly the women at the you know, behind the bar. So I was lifting the vibration of the place. Now, you know, it takes a certain boldness on my part to do something like that and to do it totally unselfconsciously and to do it not caring what other people think. But when I do it, it always works. There are so many ways of being of service immediately around you. And being of service is not like having a job or getting a job. It's like never missing an opportunity to uplift your environment or the environment you're in. And when you do that, the energy shifts and your energy shifts. Let me turn it over to our sources.
Thank you. Give us a moment. There are a multitude of opportunities, and the first opportunity is to be able to see and focus on the range of opportunities that you are aware of and that you have the ability, either close or far or a little bit or a whole lot, to zero in on and to bring in. There's intention which, when you apply it, can allow you to learn more. One of the intentions is might be vague and all-encompassing, so that you ask for the range of opportunities to expand your range of opportunities that may be available to you. Would you repeat the question?
What are some of the amazing service to other things we can do? Please tell us of some awesome potentials most of us haven't even considered of ourselves. Maybe because we think certain abilities only apply to others.
Thank you. One, as they experience lifetime after lifetime in the third density or the physical world, build their opportunities. And when one has spent time in one life doing a procedure over and over, for instance, a person dishing up food at a restaurant is very good at dishing up food. A housewife is very good at making dinner. These little tasks that one does, when one does them over and over, become ingrained in the person. And the person becomes focused on these particular tasks because they are they have experienced them and have learned them well. As one expands outside of those comfortable zones, they may wish to take the opportunity to develop further skills or skills in a new area. So if one is wishing to see more of how they can be of service to others, they can observe and see how others are at service to them. The cook, the valet, the chauffeur, how have people been of service to you? The kind mother, the kind father, the helpful Samaritan. By observing others, one can begin to see opportunities for them. How have they been helped by another? How have they been touched by another's care or another's service to them? And they can bootleg themselves up into another aspect of self service to others. by observing what it is that others are doing that is of great service and makes them feel nurtured and loved. Little things can be done in the midst of a day. For instance, a waitress could bring cheeriness to the clients, to the customers, and spread joy as she does her routine in contacting individuals, observing and seeing how others are being of service to you can help guide one of how you can be of service to others.
Thank you. It's easier than you think. You know, we have a world full of people, a world full of Eleanor Rigby's, so to speak, and you just have to find the back door to reach them. And you can't be attached to it. In other words, you can't try to reach someone. You put it out in the beginning of the day and just let your subconscious set it up. Okay, next question. Thank you, Terry LaBarbera, for your question. And all right. This is from Manuel Diaz in Queens, New York. Thank you, Manuel. Previously, we mentioned, this is his question is, Barbara Marciniak and Robert Morningsky both talk about the tunnel of light, that almost goes through that tunnel. Let me just clarify something, Manuel. Okay, I think it's Manuel. You know, we've asked a number of questions about the tunnel of light. And I also have read people that have said, don't go through that tunnel of light. It's negative. Look out where you're going to end up. And we've asked questions about that. So let me just quickly run down my best memories of how they answered that. The tunnel of light is not something that all must go through. First of all, you have to qualify for it. And second of all, you have to choose it when you're there. The qualifications for going through the tunnel of light is service to other 51%. And as it's been explained by our sources, it is a shortcut to the heaven realms. And the heaven realms is not heaven in the way traditional Christianity would mock up heaven. It's a realm where you end up to rehabilitate yourself from the hardships of being in this realm. People end up oftentimes with traumas, hurts, all kinds of stuff. And they're really nice people. But it's one of the things that occurs in this realm. So there is a realm in a higher dimension where you can meet former relatives, former lovers, former friends, former dogs, former cats, and it's like administrated by angelic forces that come down from the Elohim realm, and the idea is to get you back into a good track after you lose your physical body. And to get to that realm, there's a tunnel of light, a vortex, that you have to jump into when you're on the other side. And it's a choice. I believe it's a choice. And there's also trick tunnels of light that the negative sets up, okay? They said that one time. And then for some people, they've already established themselves in the higher realms while they're in a body. They don't have to go through a tunnel of light because they are already, if they choose to, in the higher place. Those are some of the things I recall. And so who's in charge of the tunnel? I don't know if anyone is, but they'll answer that. Why do we have to go through the tunnel? It's because otherwise you'll be stuck in the astral and you'll miss the chance to have these rehabilitation sessions in the higher realms. And there's a couple more questions here, but I'll leave it at that and I'll turn it over to our sources. And is Terry there? Hello, Terry.
Yeah. All right. So,
are you falling asleep?
All right. I'm sorry. I went too far out. Could you repeat the question?
Yeah. The question is about the tunnel of light, okay?
Yes.
Who is in charge of it? Why do we have to go through it?
The heaven realm is in charge of it, and you don't have to go through it. It is an aid to help match the frequency and change your frequency to the higher frequency so you can perceive heaven at the higher frequency. But you don't have to go through it. Some people can go straight there.
Yeah. And I should say, heaven is not the same as the way heaven is described in the Bible, okay? It's a the way it's described here, for many people, it's a temporary way station to rehabilitate themselves from the physical, their experience in the physical. For other people,
they can stay a long time, you know, however long it takes or until they want to leave, but usually they want to either come back and have another life or move to some other part of the realms.
Yeah. So you want to answer those questions?
Those two questions? Do they need mm-hmm. the tunnel of light? The answer is no. It is a help, however. And what was the first question?
And who was in charge of the tunnel?
The heaven realm is in charge of it mm-hmm. and coordinating it.
And the third question is, what happens if I look for my own light and I reject to pass through that tunnel?
Well, then you get what you put your attention on. You will get staying here.
Mm-hmm.
And usually as a ghost in your life body.
Okay. And then what happens if nobody goes through that tunnel?
Well, if everybody didn't go through the tunnel. The tunnel is laid down like a staircase when a person needs it. It's not just there all the time. It is as needed.
Who is observing everything to create the staircase if it's not always there?
Who's observing what?
Who's observing the circumstance to create a staircase if it's not always there?
So there's a coordination in the heaven realm and the angels to put it there and monitor an individual in transition, and if he needs it, and it's put there for him.
Okay. And then two more questions here. One more question. What is your perception of the tunnel of light?
Oh, it's me. The Elohim and Ra, yeah,
I assume
it is our perception of a lower level phenomena that is of great use to people transitioning.
Okay, thank you. Next question from Rich Buckley. Is the Earth expanding? If yes, what evidence is there, and how can we measure the rate of expansion?
There are energies that are flowing through Earth, and there are at the junctions or intersections of the tectonic plates, there is movement between the plates in relationship to each other. It is generally thought that the Earth is expanding, and that is how the section of the Atlantic Ocean was formed by the movement apart of the planet, continents of Africa and the European continent, the American continent, that it is generally getting more space. However, there are faults with this theory. There is some evidence that the Earth is expanding. One way to tell is measurements of the circumference of the Earth around the equator. And it is expanding at a very slow rate. When we look at the Earth from our vantage point, we see that it is in gravity's hold, and as it moves, it tends to bind itself into the circular spherical shape. However, as it gets in its distance from the sun, is a little broader, a little further away, and some of its path, the gravity slightly changes, and it can then increase in its size based upon the influence of gravity upon it? And generally the answer is yes, it is expanding. Measurements of it can be found in the satellite measurements of the circumference, and the orientation or south is changeable, and it has some influence also upon the size. It is not a huge expansion, but yes, it is expanding. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll try to fit one last question in. And this is from, John Munn, I believe his name is. They're hitting Minnesota, the birthplace of Bob Dylan. Oh.
Somewhat chilly there right
yeah.
now.
Okay. And the question is, you know, John, we have asked so many questions about Jesus, and we have somewhat of a different perspective than anything I've ever come across. I have a different perspective, and I've shared it with the group. And it has to do with the connection with Jesus and the Ra group. And I'll ask this question here, and we'll see what they say, if they want to answer. I'm a little wary sometimes. Sometimes there's a little resistance about asking a question about Jesus, because I don't want to put myself out in the world as redefining Jesus for everybody. Even if I'm correct, it's like it puts me in an awkward position. If somebody's a Christian and looking at our work, it just may, they lose it because it's just ideas. But here we go. Did those from Sirius B have any involvement with the Jesus mission?
Would you repeat that?
Did those from Sirius B have any involvement with this Jesus mission? Sirius B is a star system, I believe.
Yes.